and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, filling in for Alex today. He's taking a break. He's a little under the weather. We made him. The crew got together. We tied him down into an armchair with a big bowl of popcorn. We put the NFL on, and we're making him relax. We're forcing him to take one day off. And I'm only half joking. And he's only half not doing the show. He is, obviously very concerned with everything going on in America today and everything happening with exactly as we've been predicting it the entire time, running the playbook that we revealed to you years ago, the John Podesta playbook, the planning sessions, the organization that goes on behind the scenes, getting ready like a racehorse at the gate, just waiting for that starting gun, which in this case is a literal gun killing a protester. It's what they've been waiting for, folks. It's the casus belli. It's the bloody shirt they get to wave, and they've been eagerly awaiting this moment and training people to get in the way and cause problems and cause dangerous situations in the hopes that eventually an ICE agent would, you know, kill one of them and then they could start the revolution. I mean, this is all part of their plan and they're rolling it out right now, and we'll tell you all about it. And I do have a special report from Alex Jones, because like I said, as much as we are literally forcing him to take a break today, one day, Alex, one day. It's crazy. It's crazy. So he put together a report. I threw some clips in there to, you know, fill it out and give it context, because right now the Democrats and the mainstream media are so blatantly lying to people right to their faces about things that are on video and that are contradicted by that video. And it's really gotten to a point that is unacceptable and unsustainable. And it ain't just us. Obviously, anybody paying attention knows exactly what the left is up to. But we have congressmen now being interviewed about this, essentially saying, yeah, they're trying to start a civil war. Like, I know there's a lot of talk about civil war. The word, the phrase civil war gets thrown around a lot. What we're experiencing now, you could say, is a form of civil war. It's like a very, very low level, low temperature, you know, boil operation that looks an awful lot like a civil war with only one side fighting. But folks, actual civil war is rivers of blood. It's mobs of, you know, militias going around and ripping people out of their homes. We are on the precipice of absolute chaos and anarchy, and the Democrats are doing absolutely everything they can to push us over that edge, because it's what they want, because for some reason they think that they'll win in a big knockdown, drag out fight. I don't want to have that fight. We would win at the end of the day. The right wing would absolutely mop the floor with the left. Well, I'm not even slightly concerned about that. We don't want to do that to you. We don't want that to happen. And so once again, and I feel like this has been the case this entire year, we're coming up on 1 year with Trump in office, and I feel like this entire time we've been saying the Trump administration, the Republicans in office, absolutely have to do what is necessary to destroy the Democrats. They have to literally disenfranchise and arrest the Democrats for their innumerable crimes that they've committed, because if not, it's going to get incredibly messy. So this isn't us begging the Trump administration to just do our bidding and crush these people because we can't beat them in the political sphere. That's what the left is doing. The left cannot beat us in arguments. They cannot beat us at the ballot box. They cannot beat us in logic and facts and reality. So they want to go to a fight. We don't want to go to a fight. We desperately need the Trump administration to crack down on these people. And I'm telling you, it is actually not an option. I'm going to show you the report from Alex on the other side, bombshell report with all the clips to explain exactly what he's talking about. I'm going to start off with that, and then we're going to get into things like Ellison, the guy who was caught on video collaborating with the hucksters in Minneapolis, threatening to arrest ICE agents 5 years from now if they ever get back in office.
In my kitchen, I cook what's just right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show, coming to you live on the 11th of January, 2026. Hope everybody's having a restful Sunday. Hope you're not freezing your butts off on the streets of Minneapolis like so many mind-destroyed fellow Americans seem to be spending their weekends. Alex Jones is, of course, he's a little under the weather. You'll hear we're about to go to a video of Alex Jones, a report that he made just earlier today. We put in some clips to give it the full context. You can hear his voice. He's a little under the weather, but we made him take a break for his own good. I said, I'll let just one show. Because he's doing seven shows a week these days. When I started, I guess there was a Sunday show 7 years ago, but at least it was only 6 days a week. Now we're working 7 days a week, and it's because things are getting so insane, because things are reaching this ultimate conclusion, this precipice. I mean, we have massive riots in Iran, massive riots in Israel and Tel Aviv against Benjamin Netanyahu for covering up the October 7th stand down order, massive riots in South America, claims that Patagonia is being burned down on purpose as part of a land grab, similar to what we saw in the Palisades in Lahaina. Obviously, you have the long-awaited, long-prepared-for general uprising being theoretically predicated on the death of this woman, Renee Good. All of these things happening all at once, and it's getting to a breaking point. Like, the world population, it feels, is getting to a breaking point. And obviously, we have midterms this year, so the election is going to make everything that much crazier. And the left still hasn't learned that they can't lie with impunity anymore. And I'm going to go to this video from Alex Jones here, and then I'll talk about it on the other side. But thank God for Elon Musk. Thank God he opened up X. Thank God that we get to post videos of what actually happened with no media outlet in between us and the truth, the source, and the audience. Because if this had been even 5 years ago, if X was still, Twitter was still controlled by the, you know, Jack Dorsey gang, we probably would have never seen three out of four of the videos that we have of this Renee Good woman being shot. They would have picked only the, you know, least informative video, only the video that you can get the least information out of. They would have posted that, they would have put that forward, and then it would have just been an endless succession of experts telling us how this was absolutely unconstitutional and totally wrong, and we have to send this guy away for life. Thank God we have X. Thank God we can get the truth out. Thank you for supporting us here at InfoWars. Here's Alex Jones talking about the outrageous lies and incitement of the Democrats and the mainstream media. Let's watch.
All right, let's not forget that Jack Smith indicted Trump for trying to overthrow the country on January 6th, even though Trump said peacefully march the Capitol, where we had a stage set up by the Supreme Court. I was supposedly going to lead it, and then we got set up in the fence direction. Now we have the former deputy of the Capitol Police, out saying, use your Second Amendment, ICE is illegal, use your weapons.
Then it's time for the American people to organize and to utilize their Second Amendment right to protect themselves from what has clearly become an unaccountable and lawless agency that's killing Americans.
We have all these mayors in Minneapolis and Seattle saying it's all illegal, resist them.
You're basically asking, can our cops arrest them?
Yeah.
From a legal perspective, yes.
I am furious at the federal government's abuse of power.
If Don Lemon said, get your guns, resist them.
Get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for?
You have all the violence that's happening against them. You have the woman blocking them, her car, blocking them, then ramming them. And now Jen Psaki, on Friday, goes on, days after the truth's out, and goes, look at these videos. It doesn't ever show him being rammed. And she goes, look at this new video that he shot the officer, the ICE officer, with his cell phone. It doesn't prove he was rammed. No, you see the car go forward and boom.
They claim that because the shooter appears to fumble his camera and because you can hear a loud noise, that this video must be evidence that Renee Good ran over or hit the agent with her car. That is what they have been blasting everywhere. But if you look at all of the evidence we have seen so far, that does not appear to be the case.
But they don't show you the footage out since last Wednesday from local newscasts and ring cameras from the front and the side where she accelerates and hits him and he bounces off the hood. And they know full well they have that footage. But they sit there and they play dumb everywhere. And now they've got tens of thousands massing up there to try to kick off this, you know, the winter of love, like the summer of love. And they really are trying to cause a civil war in this country. And now the rhetoric coming out, I mean, people are like, we're going to kill you to ICE and we're coming after you. And they were already saying that before. But it's only a matter of time, like the mayor said a few weeks ago, until ICE gets killed. And it's going to be their fault. No, ICE is following their constitutional duties with court orders to deport illegals. And the idea they're doing something illegal or bad is just totally preposterous. And yet Jesse Ventura is out there in Minnesota, I saw him last week. There's no warrants. They're Gestapo.
And you learn things like the Constitution. You learn about warrants. You learn about things of that nature. And what we're getting right now is violating all that.
A warrant isn't as strong as a court order. You don't have warrants to deport illegals. It's a final order. You serve warrants. You execute court orders. You enforce court orders. So they're playing games, folks. And I'm sad for Jesse Ventura. He's being a good guy. But this is their talking points, what they're doing. So I've got some clips here we're going to play. Breaks it all down. It's just over the top. They're making their move. We've got a lot more coming up tonight as well. We'll be going through all of it. A lot of big moves taking place right now. But this is the Podesta plan, as I predicted. Hundreds of times based around ICE killing somebody. And they finally got their pretext, even though she went there as a social justice warrior. She went there, she said, to stop them. You know, she went there to battle ICE. She went there as a, what was it called? Antifa super soldier. With her wife there, you know, saying, drive, 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 and taunting him and all the rest of it. And then now they just want to deceive people and not show them the frontal and side footage, which is exactly what the ICE agent said happened. They're carrying out their constitutional duties, folks. Turns out, per capita, this is the same amount of people that Trump deported as the first administration year to date from his first year in office in 2017. The Obama was four times what Trump's doing because he had a bigger enforcement system. It's been dismantled. So now they're acting like literally deporting people, in most cases with huge criminal records, they're all here criminally, is some type of like bizarre, crazy thing. I mean, it's just amazing how they do this. And then just drama queen around and yell and scream and attack. It's unbelievable. Here's the facts.
All right, folks, that is the latest from Alex Jones. We're going to be uploading that here momentarily to his account on X, at Real Alex Jones, of course, at InfoWars. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. Please do make sure that you're following us, and if you can, share the links, hit that repost button. It really does help a lot in the algorithm, and that's the way that we're going to have to break through. Because despite the openness of X, despite the overabundant availability of true information, people are still being lied to blatantly, as that report just explained. And of course, he gets into some of the nuance with court orders versus warrants. I want to touch on that too, because one thing that somebody I heard like a year ago when people were really first talking about Donald Trump going after all the illegals and they were trying to put up barriers by claiming that they all had, you know, required due process. The thing that I heard that stuck with me the whole time is deportation is not a lawful punishment in America. It's not. It's not an option. It's not something that we do. It's never a punishment. People get deported. That's not a punishment. That's just a function. That's like a bureaucratic function. It's returning you back home. It's not a punishment. It's not something like you can't commit a crime and they go, we sentence you to being deported. No, if you're here illegally, deportation is just the function that occurs once that's discovered, right? It's not, you're not guilty, therefore you get deported. It's you're not American, you don't have a right to be here, therefore you're being deported. Does that make sense? It's kind of a bureaucratic kind of distinction, but it matters. Because if you're going to punish somebody, if you're going to levy a punishment upon somebody, if you're going to disadvantage them for some reason, then you have to prove that they did something to deserve it. And then if you're going to try to prove they did something to deserve it, then that person has a right to defend themselves. So if you're going to punish somebody for breaking a law, punish somebody and disadvantage them somehow by either taking them away from their family or costing them money or whatever the punishment is, then you need to prove that they did something wrong and give them a right to defend themselves. None of that applies with illegal aliens. None of it. You don't need to, you know, prove that they had malice when they came across. They're just not supposed to be here, so they leave. That's how it is. That's just how this works. That's just what happens. It's like when your kid's friend is over and you send him home when it's time for dinner. You're not punishing the kid. He's just got to go home now, right? How dare you? Why were you so mean to my friend? I mean, he has a home. I sent him back to where he lives. That's not a punishment. So it's never a punishment to be deported. It's just a function of the government. It's just something that they do, okay? And it's an important distinction. So that's why there aren't warrants, because they're not being arrested under a warrant. They're being deported under a court order. It's an entirely different thing. But it matters because everybody is lying about all of this, because the Democrats are lying about literally all of this. And they're lying about what the ICE agents are doing, and they're lying about what the legality of what they're doing and whether they require a warrant or whether a court order is good enough. They have everybody who's listening to them believing that ICE is some sort of illegitimate organization that's arresting American citizens without charges or a warrant. It's all absurd. They're not doing any of that. And again, the real danger of this goes back to the boy who cried wolf. They keep lying about this. They keep calling wolf and claiming that we're in danger, claiming that this is a tyranny and this is a despotism when it's not. What do you think happens when despotism arrives? What do you think happens when real tyranny arrives? Will any of these people actually be standing up against it? Will anybody out there even take it seriously when they're out there screaming bloody murder and pulling their hair out over basic border protection operations? Like, this is ridiculous. And as much as the left is lying about this, which they are, and trying to build it up into a civil war, which they absolutely are, I also don't think the Trump administration is blameless on this. And I think there are better ways to carry out deportations. I think there's like a dozen things I can think of right now, a dozen levers that could be pulled, pressures that could be applied to get people out of this country that would require no boots on the ground, no agents in danger. There wouldn't even be an operation for activists to interrupt. Things like shutting the bank accounts of the illegal aliens. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to protest about that? It's just an order from the government to a bank. Hey, you're actually contributing to a criminal activity. Shut these accounts now. Funnel the money back into the government. we're going to seize it as evidence and then, you know, give it back to Americans, or, you know, your bank is going to come under sanctions. That would solve a lot of people would go home if they can't make money. A lot of people would get right back on the next flight back to El Salvador or Guatemala or wherever else they came from if they were fired by their employer because the CEO is afraid of being arrested. That's another option. Why don't you arrest a couple? Why don't you arrest one CEO? As we pointed out a million times, it literally would take one. It would take one. He could be in on it. Here's, okay. Trump doesn't want to actually arrest CEOs. I get it. Kind of. I mean, not really, but I understand it. Just get a CEO to go along with you on it. Get a CEO to go, oh, all right, you're going to arrest me. I'm going to go spend a week in jail. Hey, just make sure I don't get beat up or taken advantage of in there. And yeah, I'll spend a week in jail. It'll be kind of fun. And then you can have this big media, you know, hullabaloo where a big CEO gets arrested and hauled away in chains and he can be screaming and crying. He'll play it up. It'll be great. It'll be great. The point is, you just want CEOs thinking that they're next. And then every CEO in the country sends a memo to every person they employ saying, hey, if we have anybody who's not an American citizen, you need to fire them immediately. And then they just will. That'll just happen. You don't need to do anything about it. So arrest one CEO, lean on the banks to get rid of the money that the illegals are sending overseas. I mean, there's just like a billion million things. So then when you just have these ICE agents going into neighborhoods where there are already activists to try to arrest people, yes, they are absolutely constitutionally allowed to do that. No, they should not be stopped. You should not be allowed to interfere. In fact, there's no should be about it. You are not allowed to interfere with law enforcement activities. The left just does, and nobody stops them for some reason. But it is illegal. You should arrest all of them who do it. And that would actually be a convenient solution. But it just seems like everybody is playing their part at this point. It seems like everybody is doing what they need to do to get that civil war truly kicked off once and for all. Like this stuff. I mean, you know, I get these guys are acting lawfully. I'm not saying they aren't. I'm not saying they shouldn't you know, be able to do this, arrest people, pull people over, or whatever. I mean, this is literally their job. But it just all seems so chaotic and so vulnerable to interruption and vulnerable to escalation. Why not just change your tactics a little bit? I don't really get it personally. But of course, you know, the basic thing. Well, there's a couple things to understand. First of all, that the reaction that you're seeing now is very, very obviously not in accordance with the thing that causes the outrage, right? A woman being killed by police is tragic. Of course, the last time that a woman was killed by police in Minneapolis, it was a woman who called the police for help, and then a Somali police officer showed up and killed her. So there were no riots then, right? There was no outrage then. There was no nationwide uprising then. And this is important to understand because we all know it, but like you have to almost say this out loud. You almost have to just like acknowledge that this is what's happening. Because if you don't, it comes across with the idea that like, okay, this woman was killed. This Renee Good woman tried to run over a cop with her car. She was shot and died. And now all these people are outraged by this, and so they're coming out and protesting and getting angry. That is an absolutely false narrative. That's not at all what happened. No, no. What's happened here is that the left wing in this country has spent the last year training and radicalizing their followers to think that they're invincible, to put their own bodies in the way of ICE. They've told their followers that ICE is illegitimate and Gestapo and that they're doing this illegally and that it's your not just right, but obligation, as Tim Walz puts it, to go interfere with ICE and get in their way. They have been preparing and planning and getting ready for whatever event would spark it off. And they don't care. And in fact, if an event didn't actually occur, if nobody was actually killed, they would have false flagged it in a couple months anyway. But it seems like they got what they wanted. Do you understand how that is a completely different situation than the one I described earlier? Utterly and completely different. This is not a horrifying event that has caused a natural outpouring of, you know, anger at the government. people going to protest legitimate grievances on the basis of this unexpected event. That's not what's happening. This is a whole bunch of left-wing activist groups training, radicalizing, preparing their followers and telling them, you guys just wait. As soon as we get the green light, as soon as, you know, whatever happens, happens, then we all activate and we use it as an excuse to go out and do what we're always going to do anyway, which is try to overthrow the U.S. government, try to frame everything the Trump administration is doing as illegitimate, get back in power, and then use the force of the law to utterly destroy all of your political enemies, regardless of whether they deserve it or ever committed a crime. Do you understand how those things are completely and utterly different? And so all of the protests, all of the riots going on right now are just sort of ipso facto, just like by nature of the fact that they were pre-planned and then, you know, this killing was used as an excuse, but they're not legitimate protests. They are actually not legitimate. They are not grassroots. They are not a natural consequence of true outrage being felt. This was a plan. They have radicalized and organized their followers and have them all sitting there champing at the bit, waiting to be launched, waiting for the countdown to go. Okay? So it's an insurrection. It is a civil war. I'll show you clips on the other side of congressmen saying exactly that. And a lot of the videos that we're showing is B-roll right now. I'll play and give you the full context of them because they are truly something to behold. The invasion and the usurpation of Americans' minds is disheartening to say the least. By which I mean you have both literal foreigners, people that aren't American, don't love America, don't care about America, and haven't lived here for very long, and allied with them are basically liberal women, Jews, everybody that's not like straight white males. And that's just a reality I guess we have to come to terms with. I guess we have to take their proclamation of war on the face of it and accept the challenge. Like, that's all there is left to do at this point. Again, I'll show you the videos on the other side. It's not Larry Ellison. He's the Oracle guy. Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, who was caught on video or on audio, secretly recorded, collaborating with and giving cover to the Somali scammers. He has now given an interview where he said, it doesn't matter if it's 5 years or 10 years from now, whenever they get back in power, the Democrats are going to absolutely use the power of the state to try to imprison their political enemies, including ICE agents. He says there's no statute of limitations on murder. So just understand what they're prepared for, what they're going to do as Republicans refuse to actually enforce the law as it's written and provide law and order and safety to the Americans who voted for them. The Democrats are openly explaining their schemes to try to throw ICE officers into prison the minute they get back into office. And that includes everybody who's ever worked for Trump and probably me and Alex Jones, anybody else who ever spoke up against them. We're not going to stop speaking up against them. We're not going to stop exposing their lies. We're not going to stop resisting their tyranny and their absolute mindless despotism. But we need your support to do it. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com is your one-stop shop for patriotic merchandise, hats, t-shirts, all the coolest designs, posters. Everything there is just very awesome. It goes directly towards supporting this outlet and our mission to bring you truth, justice, liberty, the American way, all the good things in the world. But you also, is your last day, and really the last couple hours, to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on Tallow. I believe it's Tallow. It's buy one, get one. Or is it the colostrum? I'll clarify on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I made a mistake at the end of the last segment. It's a rare thing, I confess. I did make a mistake. See, we've got two new products at thealexjonesstore.com. Both are beef-based, both are cow-based, and both are just incredibly powerful. Tallow, of course, is our newest one, but Bovine Colostrum Plus is a miraculous superfood. Essentially, it's made from the milk that's produced by cows in the very first few days after a calf is born, so it's the most nutritious, and it's the same with all mammals. Cows, of course, just are, you know, particularly easy for humans to digest. But it's called colostrum, so it's not actually milk. It's called colostrum, but it really is just, it's the same like the Irish sea moss or the shilajit. Like people, you know, God just gives us superfoods, and then we just package them and purify them and make them bioavailable to you. But shilajit is it just emerges at the top of mountains. It's like literally magic. It just emerges out of the ground on the top of the Altai Mountains in the Himalayas. And the people there noticed that monkeys in the area would eat it, so they started eating it. Anyway, we just purify it. We, you know, because some silage out there can have heavy metals. Ours does not. Ours is purified in the highest possible quality. Same with Irish sea moss. Irish sea moss is what it sounds like. It's sea moss off the coast of Ireland. And we never would have known of its incredible, you know, nutritional power, except that during the Irish famine, people started eating the sea moss out of desperation and realized, oh, this stuff is superfood, actually. Actually, it's one of the healthiest things you can find on the planet for some reason in this particular area. That's just what's created. And then colostrum, of course, is just what cows create, and it's what babies need when they're very first born. It's like the stem cell of food. That might be a good way of putting it. You know, stem cells, whatever, wherever you put them, they sort of adapt, and but they're the fundamental, the primordial, you know, product at the center of it. That's sort of what colostrum is. It's primordial milk. That's how I'd put it. Anyway, Bovine Colostrum Plus is on sale right now. It's buy one, get one on thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one for Bovine Colostrum Plus right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Today is your last day, really just the last few hours. It's nature's first superfood, Bovine Colostrum Plus. So there you go. And hey, pick up the tallow while you're there. While you're there, pick up the tallow, the other miracle product that we get from cows and at the highest possible quality. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about what exactly is happening in Minnesota and really around the country with the inordinate, overwhelming amount of fraud that has been unveiled. And now, coincidentally, I don't know, are these unrelated? I mean, obviously they're not unrelated because it all has to do with immigration. The ultimate fraud, right? The fraud defrauding us of our birthright and our country and our way of life and our peace of mind and our tax dollars. It all goes back to immigration. So whether it's just the sheer immigration and the immigrants being here and refusing to leave and forcing us to go grab them and deport them, or it's the illegal immigrants setting up fake daycares and robbing us for hundreds of billions of dollars, it is all the same source at the end of the day. But I think it's more related than that. I think it's not a coincidence that on the very day you have a official report released showing that not only did Tim Walz and his government know about the fraud, that they actively participated in the cover-up by printing out documents and backdating them so that they could cover up their tracks and try to get away with their crime. On that very day that information comes out, he's trying to start a civil war. Is that a coincidence? That just happenstance? Or is he actually trying to foster a civil war to cover up for the immense amount of fraud that he and his cronies have carried out? It kind of doesn't matter at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you just need to treat all of this the same, but I don't think it's a coincidence. Let's go to clip 60 here. This is, frankly, a congressman I'm not a big fan of. It's Randy Fine, but there's a few other congressmen in this. There's a video from Fox, or a clip from Fox News Digital. And while I'm not a big fan of Randy Fine, I'm really not a big fan of just about any Republican congressman at this point, except maybe Thomas Massie, I am glad that some congressmen at least recognize that what Tim Walz is doing is not, you know, pushing the limits of his power as governor. It's not, well, he's standing up for his interpretation of the freedoms that Americans represent. It's clear. It's undeniable. It's in your face. Tim Walz is trying to start a civil war. And at least some Republicans in power understand this fact. Let's watch.
Well, Democrats don't seem to learn. In 1860, Democrats created the first civil war. Tim Walz seems to be calling for the second one. And in the same way they lost that one, they'll lose this one. But they better be careful with what they wish for. Look, what Walz and Fry realize is they got away literally with murder in 2020 with the George Floyd stuff. We're not putting up with that crap this time around.
The last time they did that was at Fort Sumter, and it began the Civil War. So if a state militia acts against the federal government, that is actually a civil war. So that guy needs to shut his damn mouth up now because he's calling for civil war. Mike Walz is an absolute moron. That's the long and the short of it. He is an absolute moron who is essentially calling for civil war.
If he says with that intent to oppose, you're bringing in a military force. Let's lay it out the way he's saying. I'm going to basically bring in a military force of the state to oppose an armed force, to oppose a federal armed force. What does that sound like to the average person? Kind of like you want to go to war. I mean, I don't know how else to really take that. Now, if you would have said, like you said, to keep law and order, to make sure that this doesn't escalate, that is the kind of verbiage that says, I want to make sure nothing bad happens. When I say I'm bringing armed people from my state to oppose, that does not give me any indication other than the fact that you want to start some stuff. And when I say stuff, I'm being very pleasant. As a military guy, I want to say other words.
So, of course, they're exactly right. I mean, that is exactly what's happening. GOP lawmakers call on Trump to arrest Waltz after governor warns of National Guard move. Like, even that, even the way Fox News is phrasing it, that's not, he didn't warn. He ordered. He ordered the National Guard, as that congressman in the last part said, exposing and explaining his intent of deploying the National Guard to fight the federal officers. You understand it's a little different if some dude who nobody's ever heard of calls for civil war. It doesn't really mean that much. When the governor of a state gives actual orders to a National Guard battalion saying we're going to go to civil war, it's kind of an entirely different thing. It's kind of not something that you can treat like a statement or a warning. It's an action. It's an order. It's something that he's actually doing. Yeah, he needs to be arrested. A lot of these people need to be arrested. Let me clarify. I'm not saying I want them arrested. I'm not saying it would feel good for them to be arrested. I'm saying for the future of this country and the future safety of innocent people, these people must be arrested, need to be arrested. Let's go to clip 48 here. This is Keith Ellison, AG of Minnesota, who was caught, I want to remind you, on hidden microphone, actually negotiating this type of stuff, negotiating with the Somalis that were committing fraud, saying, I will fight them, meaning the regulators that were trying to stop the fraud. So you have Keith Ellison, attorney general, you know, famous for posing with an Antifa handbook, on camera or on video, on audio rather, communicating with the Somalis, essentially saying, vote for me, give me money, and I'll make sure all of this trouble with the law goes away. I mean, he's on audio saying that. Here he is giving an interview and explaining that if the Democrats ever get back in power to any substantial degree, they are going to unleash tyrannical lawfare against everybody who opposes them. And they'll be charging ICE agents with murder, which has no statute of limitations. This is a forever threat. Here's Keith Ellison making it.
Now, I do have to ask you, a lot of people are concerned, let's say nothing happens, right? The Trump administration conducts its investigation, says self-defense, no charges are warranted, excludes you all from the case file. You guys can't get an accurate investigation going. How do you ensure that this officer is held accountable if the evidence is there at some point? I mean, is there a statute of limitations here? What happens?
There's no statute of limitations on a murder case. On a homicide, there's no statute of limitations. A lot of people, you know, have heard that before, and they're right. So the case, it's not over. It's not over just because they say that. Let me also note that, and this is important, that I'm hearing reports, which I hope that you can confirm, that the Civil Rights Division of Department of Justice is being excluded from the case too. And that means that the people who do these kind of prosecutions, even from the feds, are not being included in these investigations. So that's one that I've heard from several sources. I wonder if that might be something that people in the free independent press can run down and confirm. But I've been getting those reports. And I'll tell you this, Aaron, I was hearing that we were excluded days before we were officially excluded. I was trying to persuade them to change their mind. And I still hope they change their mind. But, you know, this is the bad news. I can tell you this. One, they can't stop. If we get the evidence, if we get probable cause that a crime was committed and Jonathan Ross committed it, we can charge that now. Mm-hmm. Now there will be barriers. If I was the defense attorney, I'd say, well, I would defend the case is I'd say they don't even have the full case file. They haven't looked at this. They haven't looked at that. There's all this reason. All these things can represent reasonable doubt. And that would be the defense. But it doesn't mean we can't charge it. It might mean it'd be harder to win it. Mm-hmm. Now, after the Trump administration is gone, and they will be one day, this case is not going to evaporate, and hopefully full and free access to the file will emerge again.
So there you go. There's no statute of limitations on murder. Once this whole Trump phenomenon is over, well, we'll go after him then. That's not just me, the ICE agents. It's going to be anybody in ICE. By the way, they're going to get access to the employment files for ICE. They're going to have everybody not only that works for ICE, but who even applied to work at ICE. They're building those lists, and they're like pretty public about this. They intend to systematically destroy ICE and imprison everybody who was ever involved in it. Probably the same that they'll do with anybody in the FBI who went along with Donald Trump's plans. This is what all of this is about. This is what the Seditious Six is about. This is what all of the claims of Trump's an illegitimate, you know, president, therefore his orders are illegitimate, therefore following his orders makes you an accomplice to the crime. Therefore, following the orders of the duly elected president means you're going to go to jail. They have, in effect, already overthrown the United States government. We already don't have a president that can fulfill our will. Every time he tries, he gets stopped by a judge no one's ever heard of, never cast a vote, oftentimes isn't even in this country, and I'm not sure how many of them are literate, to be frank with you. Doesn't matter. They get to decide, not our president. The president issues orders to round up criminals or deport illegal aliens, as is dictated his obligation by law. Like it's actually illegal not to do that, which is what Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden did. I'd arrest them, too. But you understand, it's not just Ellison making these threats. It's not just Gavin Newsom making these threats. It's not just Mayor Fry making these threats, or Governor Waltz making these threats. Like, they all understand that this is the plan. They all get it. Larry Krasner, DA in Philadelphia, to ICE and National Guard, if you commit crimes in Philadelphia, we will charge you and hold you accountable to the fullest extent of the law. FAFO. Again, same thing the Seditious Six said, right? Well, we never actually said don't obey the orders. We just said don't obey illegal orders. And they play this little legal, you know, trickery game. I don't know why we let them. Again, we have laws on the books that they're still the laws. There's never been another law passed to supersede it that lays out that it is illegal to try to convince the army to mutiny. Obviously, that's illegal. And that's what they're doing. That's what they did. That's what they continue to do. I mean, there are leftist groups right now, well-funded and public leftist groups, that are running ads on social media saying, are you in the U.S. Army and worried about being asked to, you know, commit felonies or obey unlawful orders? Get in contact with us and we'll connect you to other soldiers that are, you know, feeling like you. We have leftist groups actively recruiting American soldiers in the army to mutiny. That's sedition. Like, why are they allowed to do that? What's the answer? I don't know. So they're telling the army, they're telling ICE, they're telling everyone these orders that are lawful, we're going to decide they're not lawful. Maybe we'll change the law and then backdate and go, well, it wasn't illegal then, but it is now, and we're going to punish you now for what you did then. They are going to send you to prison, everybody in ICE, everybody who's ever helped Trump, and Trump himself. So why is he not cracking down on these people? I couldn't possibly say. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think is, you know, he's trying to, you know, keep a lid on it, handle it without things popping off and going out of control. Trump has been so patient. He's been so conciliatory towards all of the judges getting in his way. He has followed the letter of the law. I mean, he's like, Trump in America is like Russia on the world stage, right? Russia knows it can't get away with breaking international law. All of its opponents can, right? All of the, you know, everybody else can get away with violating every international law there is, and nobody does anything about it. Russia can't, though. So when Russia's executing a war, they are very careful not to break international law, not to commit any war crimes, because they can't get away with it. It's sort of the same thing with Trump. Trump is being so careful. He's being so nice to the judges, being so congenial and conciliatory towards the Democrats. They're still talking like this. They're still acting like you're a tyrant. They're still acting like you're a despot. So we're getting the reaction to a tyrant. We're just not getting the crackdown that would actually keep the revolutionary sentiment in check. He's doing the worst of both worlds. We're doing enough to piss off the left and activate the left, but not enough to disable the left. So all of the people that are encouraging this and creating this catastrophe are still in power and only getting bolder. And the longer this goes, the worse it's going to get. Philly police commissioner issues a devastating response to woke sheriff who threatened to arrest ICE agents and warned them, "You don't want this smoke." Philadelphia County's scandal-plagued sheriff's disgusting anti-ICE press conference has officially backfired after the city's own police commissioner provided a valuable education lesson for her in a stunning statement. So this video went viral. Do we have this video, guys? It's from the Gateway Pundit. As Gateway Pundit reported, Philadelphia County Sheriff Rochelle Bilal unleashed a blistering attack on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Thursday, branding the federal agency fake, made-up law enforcement. Yeah, all law enforcement is made up. What? What is she talking about? Yes, all law enforcement was made up at some point. Do they not understand this? Does anybody understand this? This is how it works. This is why I've been saying Trump needs to create a new law enforcement agency, an anti-corruption agency. You know, there was, at one point, there was not a thing called the FBI. There was not a thing called the CIA. There wasn't a thing called ICE or even Homeland Security. When I was born, these things didn't exist. And then one day, Congress got together, wrote a law, said, "We hereby empower this group of people with these extraordinary privileges because they're going to go out and fight crime." You sign it. The president signs, or you vote for it. The president signs it. The funding moves to the accounts. Ta-da, now you have a law enforcement agency. That's how it works. Lady, what are you talking about? Does she think that the FBI or the local police were formed in some sort of primordial ooze? She thinks it just developed naturally, it evolved. There were little police amoebas that became police people. Like, what is she talking about? All law enforcement agencies are made up. What? I mean, they're fake. Sheriff Bilal, who has faced numerous controversies during her tenure, didn't mince words on Thursday. Perhaps the most disturbing part of the sheriff's tirade was the direct threat of physical confrontation against federal officers. Bilal warned that her office would not hesitate to use force or legal action against agents performing their constitutionally mandated duties. And, you know, again, I'm having flashbacks to Black Lives Matter in more ways than one, right? Not only is the fabricated nature of this extremely reminiscent. Not only did the killing of Renee Good happen about four blocks from where George Floyd died, Minneapolis being the epicenter of this, like there's lots of stuff that go into to this being like Black Lives Matter. But part of it, and maybe the part that frustrates me most, is before Black Lives Matter, InfoWars, the libertarians, myself, we're like the only ones that cared about police brutality. And for years, I would be posting stories about the most horrific police brutality you've ever seen on Facebook or whatever else. Years ago, before I worked at InfoWars, nobody cared. Wouldn't get any traction. Shut up, you conspiracy theorists, like all this stuff. Nobody cared. Nobody would talk about the fact that police were being trained to do this, that this was all part of the not just the war on drugs, but the war on terror, that our police were being trained to treat American citizens like enemy combatants on a battlefield. Like, we talked about all of this. We talked about how it got created, the laws that were passed to, you know, give greater cover to police so they could abuse American citizens, how all of it was psychologically loaded and primed to make people used to the idea that police can pull you over, arrest you in prison, or kill you without any. So for years, we talk about police brutality. Suddenly, there's millions of people all over the country marching against police brutality. Well, not really. No, it's about racism, actually. So now, not only are we not solving the problem of police brutality, we're actually making that problem worse by demonizing the police, lowering the quality of their, the people that join the police, lowering their budgets, removing their ability to use non-lethal intervention, forcing them to do more dangerous things. It actually made the problem worse. The same thing is happening here. It would be wonderful if these people believed anything that they said, if they actually were concerned about tyranny. Where the hell were they during COVID? If they were actually concerned about the Constitution being destroyed, where have they been as the Constitution has been systematically destroyed over the last several decades? Like, what the hell are they talking about? They're just liars. They're liars that still know that Americans overall, as a whole, still have belief in the fundamental value of the Constitution. We still believe what the Constitution says about freedom of conscience, your freedom of speech. Like, Americans, the average American still very much appreciates, loves, and values the Constitution. So they have to predicate their arguments on the Constitution, when in reality, everything they're doing is taking a giant stake and driving it through the heart of the Constitution at every chance they get. So just like Black Lives Matter, is government tyranny a problem? Hell yes, it is. This is making it worse in every possible way. And it's so frustrating. I don't even know what else to say. It's so frustrating that these people will dress up their communist, deconstructionist, tyrannical activity in the language of the Constitution. It is an insult on top of everything else. And this is a very, very incomplete list, but it at least gives you a good understanding of why Trump supporters are so frustrated and are losing patience. It's a list of Republicans arrested by the Biden administration. And it's about, 100 names long. Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Donald J. Trump himself, Walt Nauta, Carlos de Oliveira, Stephen K. Bannon, Peter K. Navarro, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell. So many people were arrested from the Trump administration under Joe Biden. None of them committed a crime. None of them called for overthrowing the country. None of them said anything even remotely close to what we're hearing from Democrats today and the last few days, openly calling for insurrection, taking an already volatile and unstable situation and just injecting it with as much conflict and chaos as they possibly can. And none of them have been arrested. None of them.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, and we have a limited supply, buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package. $20,000 in cash to win. All that ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all. But thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum already discounted, get one free. Until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.